DW.
So maybe if you could start by giving us a lay of the sea, if you will, about UK fisheries and EU fisheries and kind of the state of sustainability within European fisheries right now.
What's interesting about European fisheries is obviously it's a huge number of member states and countries that are all involved in managing what is essentially a shared resource at the moment. So it's managed under the Common Fisheries Policy and it's shared between all EU member states. This has historically been an area of contention with the UK fishing industry and the UK fishing fleet, who feel that this was something that was bargained away when we joined the EU. Until very recently, maybe 2002, we sort of started to see recovery. A lot of European fish stocks were very overfished. They were being fished beyond what we would say is a sustainable level. Since 2002, and even more so since the Common Fisheries Policy reform in 2013, we're actually seeing changes and we're starting to really see recovery of a lot of stocks. This is due to, in part, the new Common Fisheries Policy requiring stocks to be fished at sustainable levels. So there's a legal binding part of the CFP, which means that you have to fish sustainably.
When it comes to Brexit, what are the potential scenarios for the marine environment that could be the outcomes of the fisheries policy part of Brexit, or lack of policy if it's a hard Brexit?
Well, yeah, and that's it. Like you say, we don't really know. I mean, the different scenarios are if we have a hard Brexit, there is a real risk that, with a hard Brexit, the UK will implement their economic zone, exclusive economic zone straight away, in which case out to 200 nautical miles or the median line from the UK will become exclusively UK waters.
So only UK fishermen can fish that area then?
Yes, unless they've been licensed to be allowed into those areas. So there is a real risk there that could happen straight away. Conversely, that also means that any UK fishing vessel that is fishing outside of UK waters could be in breach of rules as well if they don't have a license to fish within EU waters or Icelandic or Norwegian waters, for example. So, this is something that is worrying if we have a hard Brexit. The other situations are that depending on what actually gets agreed with Brexit, the UK may end up staying within the Common Fisheries Policy or may have a different access or agreed reciprocal access or, there are 101 different scenarios. The one that we are really concerned about, though, and that is a potential issue, is the stocks that are still going to be shared. So even though, say, the fishermen from the EU would no longer be allowed in UK waters, say, without being licensed, the fish don't, abide by those borders. So if we're setting sustainable fishing limits, we have to take into account that that stock is still the same stock. You can still only take the same amount of fish out. You still can't set overall catches higher than sustainability limits, because if you do, there is a real risk of overfishing.
Can you speak a little bit about, within the Common Fisheries Policy, there's this discard ban, which refers to bycatch or fish that's caught but isn't the fish that was meant to be caught, so the fishermen can't sell it, essentially. Can you explain a little bit what that discard ban is as it stands right now and what might happen to that after Brexit for UK fishermen?
So the discard ban, or the landing obligation as it's also known, was one of the big issues around the last Common Fisheries Policy. It was very much driven by consumers and by people who were outraged that so much fish was being thrown back to sea wasted. And so to try and tackle this, there was this approach, the discard ban, where you were no longer allowed to throw those fish away. You had to land them, you had to keep them. Now, the initial intention behind that was to encourage the fishing industry to become more selective. Instead of them wanting to or having to land fish that they have no value for or they can't sell, that would take up room on their boats and could be, would impact their commercial activity, that they would become more sustainable and they would apply things like more selective gear. They would avoid areas where they knew they were going to have a lot of catches of stocks and species that they didn't want. So that was the initial intention behind it. It is turned out to be a lot more complicated than that. However, it is not being applied as strictly as it should be. And we know there is a significant, there are a number of reports have said that there's a significant amount of continued illegal discarding within the EU fishing fleet. So while the intention is there, until it's properly enforced, until there's enough control, until it's monitored properly, it's not going to show the results that we would have hoped, essentially, for helping recover stocks. With regard to Brexit, this gives the UK essentially the opportunity to alter the discard ban of the landing obligation. There's an ability there, and it's good that we have that commitment, that the government are saying that they will continue to do it, but they have been a bit fuzzy around actually will they put it in the way that it was intended. So we are still pushing essentially to get that landing obligation fully integrated and to continue with encouraging things like increased selectivity.
So what should we keep an eye on moving forward when it comes to fisheries post-Brexit?
Definitely, you know, the UK will have to put into place its own fisheries bill. You know, once we've left the CFP, we essentially have a bit of a vacuum when it comes to fisheries legislation. That vacuum has been filled by what they're called statutory instruments. So that just means that they've pulled across the EU legislation and put it into UK legislation so that if something, you know, if there is a crash out with Brexit, we're not going to have no laws in place. We will have, you know, still have basically most of the EU CFP applying to UK waters straight away so that there's not sort of a moment where there's a free-for-all for fishing. What we really, really, really don't want to see is a weakening of environmental legislation. So what we are campaigning for is, you know, and the UK minister has said that he wants fisheries legislation, UK fisheries legislation, to be the best in the world. He wants it to be the greenest, he wants it to be the most sustainable. And currently we're saying, well, as it stands, what you've put forward is not the best in the world. You need to be doing more. It's something that we're going to really push for, to make sure that UK fisheries are sustainable, that, you know, the common fisheries policy as a bare minimum should be the standard. You know, if they want to make it the best in the world, it has to be better than what we currently have. An added complication, though, that we will have post-Brexit is that fishing is a devolved issue. So we won't just have one fisheries policy or one fisheries bill. There is the potential that we could have four. So it's keeping an eye and making sure and trying to ensure that even if we have different fisheries bills around the UK, so one for Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland and the UK at Westminster, that they still have the best sustainability requirements possible. So no matter which individual devolved nation or the UK government themselves, no matter who's developing policy, it should be to the highest environmental standard. DW.